Chromalinx Studio, Paris, June 2nd, day. The studio is buzzing with activity as various printmaking processes are underway. Aldo Chromalinx, a seasoned and focused printmaker, is meticulously working on Picasso's latest highly erotic lithographs. The room is filled with the scent of ink and the sound of humming machinery. Anthony Fawcett, a young and enthusiastic assistant, enters the studio followed by Ede Newman, a print publisher. They look around, taking in the artistic chaos. Anthony, looking around, "Aldo, we finally made it. The opportunity to collaborate on John Lennon's lithographs." Ede Newman: "Indeed, Anthony. Aldo's expertise will be invaluable in bringing Lennon's artwork to life." They approach Aldo, who is focused on his work, meticulously inspecting a freshly printed Picasso lithograph. Anthony, trying to get Aldo's attention: "Aldo, excuse me." Aldo turns his attention to Anthony and Ed. "Yes, what is it?" Anthony, slightly nervous: "We have an incredible opportunity. John Lennon wants to create lithographs, and we believe your collaboration would be groundbreaking." Aldo, raising an eyebrow: "Lennon, the musician, Ed Newman. Yes, that Lennon. His artistic expressions are evolving, and lithography could offer him a new avenue of creativity." Aldo: intriguing. "But as you can see, I'm busy with Picasso's latest works. Highly erotic lithographs, mind you." Anthony: "Exactly. Lennon's lithographs could be just as daring, capturing a different aspect of human expression." Aldo takes a moment to ponder, glancing at the Picasso lithographs on the wall. Aldo, looking at John's drawings: "You see, Anthony, Picasso's drawings are incredibly intricate and detailed. To reproduce them accurately, we need to use a special type of paper called litho paper." Anthony, curious: "Litho paper, what makes it so special?" Aldo: "Well, litho paper has a unique coating that allows for a high-quality transfer of the original drawing onto the printing plate. It captures all the fine lines, shades, and textures, maintaining the integrity of the original artwork." Aldo picks up a sheet of litho paper and shows it to Anthony. Aldo: "You see this smooth, velvety surface? It's perfect for lithography because it provides excellent adhesion for the ink and creates sharp, crisp prints." Anthony examines the litho paper, fascinated by its texture. Anthony: "So, how does John go about using this litho paper?" Camera roams around the printing studio, illustrating every step in the process as he describes. Aldo, VO: "Well, first, he would need to prepare a printing plate, typically made of aluminum or stone. Then he would coat the plate with a light-sensitive emulsion, exposing it to UV light under John's original drawing. The emulsion hardens where the light hits, forming a replica of the drawing." Anthony nods, understanding the concept. Aldo: "Once the plate is ready, John would carefully ink it, making sure to work the ink into all the tiny crevices left by the emulsion. After that, he'd place a sheet of litho paper on top of the plate and run them through a lithographic press." Anthony imagines the process in his mind. Anthony: "And the press transfers the ink from the plate onto the paper?" Aldo: "Exactly." Anthony feels inspired and grateful for Aldo's guidance. As Anthony and Ed turn to leave, Aldo returns to his work, his mind now occupied with the possibilities of merging Lennon's vision with his own artistic expertise. Anthony and Ed exchange glances, contemplating Aldo's words. The room is filled with the lingering scent of ink, adding an air of creativity and intensity to their conversation. "Anthony, Aldo, I understand your concerns about marketability. The English and Americans can be more conservative when it comes to nudity in art." Ede Newman: "That's true, Aldo. Cultural differences play a significant role in the reception and acceptance of artwork. But Lennon's name carries immense weight and popularity. It could transcend those boundaries." Aldo chuckles softly. "Ah, the power of a name. It can indeed sway perceptions and generate interest. But let us not underestimate the potential backlash it might invite as well." Anthony: "True, there may be controversy, but that often sparks conversations and brings attention to the art itself. It becomes a statement, challenging societal norms." Ede Newman: "Besides, as you mentioned earlier, European culture is more accustomed to nudity in art. We have a long history of embracing the human form in various artistic expressions." Aldo: "You make valid points. The clash between cultural sensibilities can undoubtedly create a dialogue. Perhaps it is time to push boundaries, to challenge preconceived notions." Anthony: "Enthusiastically. Exactly, Aldo. Aldo. All right, I'm intrigued. But I make no promise. I won't compromise the quality of my work with Picasso. But let us be mindful of the delicate balance between art, controversy, and marketability. Anthony and Ed share a triumphant smile, knowing that their efforts,